This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
The new Speaker of the House wants presidential candidate Donald Trump to be president again. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson reported that he is all in for Trump in 2024. Trump called Johnson a, quote, tremendous congressman, respected by everybody, end quote, when he was nominated for Speaker last month. David DePapp, the man accused of breaking into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and striking her husband Paul in the head with a hammer, is in court this week. DePapp was called to the stand yesterday by his defense attorneys. On the stand, he was asked about his political views. When asked about who else was on the list of targets to go after, DePapp responded, President Biden, actor Tom Hanks, former Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Bernie Sanders, Hunter Biden, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Drummers are so coordinated, they can do something different with each limb. Today is officially National Drummer Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
San Francisco's Skystar Ferris Wheel has a new home at Fisherman's Wharf. Mayor London Breed said the move from Golden Gate Park to the wharf couldn't have come at a better time with the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation in town. The Ferris Wheel is located near Bistro Boudin and Pier 39 attractions. The Pasadena Police Department is reporting four California high school students are being accused of stealing personal property out of a Rose Bowl locker room when UCLA played University of Colorado in football. The four were arrested after tips led police to the teens. Searches of their homes turned up jewelry and other items that were stolen from Colorado players on October 28th. The case is now in the hands of the Los Angeles County Juvenile Division. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning to stage a strike tomorrow.
Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated it is pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. The union is also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. According to the union, the yearly occasion when Starbucks distributes free reusable holiday cups is its most substantial sales event of the season and is recognized as one of the most notoriously challenging and understaffed days for the baristas who handle them. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, for weeks, America, the world, witnessed multiple demonstrations from hate-filled pro-Hamas extremists all over the country. Well, yesterday, Americans of all races, faiths, and backgrounds came together at our nation's capital to show their support for Israel, as Jenny Beth Martin had reported. The March for Israel was the right answer, and a powerful answer to the anti-Semitic bigotry that has run rampant in our cities and on our college campuses over the past month. The March for Israel was peaceful. The massive crowd proudly waved many Israeli and American flags, two pillars of Western Judeo-Christian civilization. No one was attacked or beaten by the pro-Israel marchers, nor did they vandalize buildings or historic monuments. No flags were burned in anger. In fact, the Star-Spangled Banner was proudly sung from the main stage.
Let me know.
There were no calls for genocide, but there were plenty of calls for peace and justice. That's what was going on. With us right now is Scott Powell. You can hear him in the background. I think he's wrapping something up even as we're talking here right now. And so, again, you know, congratulations for the solidarity and those that represented, I believe, the majority of the sentiment here in America today to counterbalance, the anti-Semitism that had been so demonstrated for the last couple of weeks across our country. Scott Powell is with us right now. He is the author of Rediscovering America. It's Amazon's number one new release in the American history. It's been that way for 8 straight weeks, maybe 9 now, because it reveals God's hand behind the success of the United States, lessons that we can apply now today to save this country. It will definitely blow your mind. Scott Powell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. I'm glad to be with you and your audience.
Well, yesterday at the March for Israel, solidarity there for American values, and the timing, it's interesting that it dovetails after a weekend where we celebrated Veterans Day. And as you write, it was a call to sacrifice. And Americans who love liberty, they must answer that call, right?
I believe so. I sure do.
Well,
you know, I think where we're at now, though, with, you know, with our military sort of going woke and such a failure of our government, that the kind of patriotism that used to be just a hallmark of America is not what it used to be. Now, that can be turned around on a dime,
mm-hmm.
because we get the right kind of leadership and we get clarity and we begin to regain national pride, everything changes very rapidly. But mm-hmm. We're in a period now, with an illegitimate government. The Biden administration is an illegitimate regime. They did not win that election. Elections have consequences. So a lot of our problems today on every front are a reflection of, that that fraudulent election, to be truthful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and as you talk about our military going woke, of course, this has been clearly pronounced with what's happening in the Senate. And we have, you know, Senator Tuberville to be thankful for, because he's holding up the promotion of some 300 plus military officers, all based on the issue, on an abortion issue. Why would an abortion issue enter into a military equation, Scott?
Well, you know, we have female enlistees, and, you know, unplanned pregnancies do happen. And, of course, we know that, the feminist, feminist movement really affected the general culture of America, and that you know, abortion became, you know, became a legitimate option for unwanted, unplanned pregnancies. And, but those of us who believe in life, believe that, all lives are sacred, and that we don't kill lives, whether they're unborn or after birth, of course.
Right.
So, unfortunately, the military, you know, when Roe v. Wade was turned over, and it was turned over to the states, now you've got an issue of women having to travel to other states to get an abortion and so forth. And I think it's right for the military, you know, for the American people not to be funding, you know, funding abortion, of course.
Because that's the issue. See, the reason they want it on a federal issue is so that we, the people, will pay for it.
That's right.
That's really the whole bottom line. Now it's going back to the states. It's okay. Well, you can choose. You know, you wanted to make a choice. Now it is your choice. And you do this at a local level. Look what happened in Ohio. Yes, shockingly, you know, what happened there. But you know what? It's the choice of that state to make. And there are 49 other incubators, so to speak, and experiments that are taking place, and they're making their choice on that as well. But this should be at a state level. The Supreme Court originally knew that's where it should have resided. Unfortunately, you had activists that moved this along, and we lived with the consequences for 50 years of the death and destruction of humanity, and to such a degree, we have eliminated an entire labor force, and now we have to leave our southern border open in order to replace the babies that we killed.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. And I think that it is the view of many that a replacement migration is, you know, makes economic sense. Well, you know, you bring in cheaper labor to, you know, to openings that can't be filled. But I, you know, I think there's a much bigger agenda with, you know, the open borders and the goal.
Well, without a doubt, because, because they're compromised to begin with. I mean, they're beholden to the cartels. We're not bringing people in like the million people who come in legally that are sponsored. They are no liability whatsoever on the taxpayer. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and what he has done, he's costing the taxpayer billions, over $400 billion, you know, in dollars to support and pay for and to house these illegal immigrants that have no... they have no allegiance to America. Their allegiance is to the cartel that brought them into the border, and that's their number one allegiance. So whatever the cartel tells them to do is what they will do.
That's right. Absolutely right.
And so meanwhile, here America is compromised. The demography of the country is being turned on its head, and the home of the free and brave, maybe not so much so.
Well, we're in a critical time, and I think you know the turnout, pro-Israel turnout, was very impressive, and it's about time that we have more of that. We have more. Support for America, the patriotic side of America begins to, you know, take center stage again.
Exactly.
You know, we don't, we've been marginalized, and that's not right.
And the cool thing about this is look what happened. We had bipartisan participation in that rally. So politics took a back seat, as it should, And America United was in the front seat, as it should. Scott Powell is with us. We're going to break right now. Stay with us. We've got more from Scott on the other side. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
There you go, Scott Powell. We had to play a little bit of, Marine Corps, music, and you know, being a former Marine and Veterans Day and all that. So we're highlighting the Marines, but of course we celebrate all veterans, all branches of the service. We're so grateful, you know, for the service to the country. And for 248 years, we're on a roll, Scott, and the question is, can we maintain this roll? If we don't get this country back on track, and we're starting to get glimpses of what needs to be done, and that is reconnecting with our moral foundation and moral backbone. Because when you look back and you see, when did America get off track? It was when we started to move away from God and think we knew better. And here's the result. You know, an increase in crime, suicide, gender dysphoria. Our kids don't even know if they're boys or girls anymore. It's heartbreaking. You know, when you consider we are. Go ahead.
Well, we also have to recognize that we don't just live by the material and physical world. There's a spiritual world, and you know, for the first 200 plus years of American history, really tracing back, say, to the really founding of the Declaration and the Constitution, almost for that first 200 years, because that would take us up to, you know, to 1976, and our problems really began developing, I think, with a big departure from our former former Christian, Judeo-Christian heritage in the 60s, you know, with taking prayer out of school and just a slide towards removing God from the public square and you know, everywhere and everything, in schools and we began having more problems, didn't we? If we look at the social fabric of America, it really took a turn in the 60s, and it's just deteriorated ever since. And now we are at a place where we really have, I think, a much higher incidence of demonic possession, and it's everywhere. It's in business, it's in Hollywood, it's in the media, it's in our government, where we have people that can no longer think rationally because they are demonically influenced.
Right.
And some people, in extreme, become possessed. And we're seeing incidents of craziness likes which we've never seen before, everywhere, across the country. And this is because we lost that protection, that heavenly protection that we had when America was largely a Christian, professing Christian nation. Mm-hmm. We had God's blessing and God's protection, and I think we've lost that. And
well,
that's what
John
Kahn writes about in his book, The Return of the Gods.
Exactly.
You know.
If there was ever a time that, you know, a lot is put on the church, but there are times and season. You know, Jesus Christ established the church to defend us against these spiritual forces, these dark forces that have been released. And we need a revival within the church, because what's happening, you talk about the fabric of these institutions that are unwinding. Even in the churches today, some are abandoning these definitive godly principles for righteousness, and they are taking on the culture as opposed to influencing the culture. They're absorbing the culture and compromising the gospel message, and this cannot be. And so for those churches that are holding steady, and they believe to this day that God said it, he meant it, that's it, no argument, we're going to continue to be faithful to the gospel message, God bless them, but we need to bring, you know, the people who are holding to the gospel message and holding to the principles of righteousness that God has established, so that we can get this country back on track, because that's what it's going to take. It's not going to be communism. It's not going to be Marxism. It isn't going to be a political force. It is only by his grace and mercy, if there is a turning back by Americans, by we the people, then maybe we'll get a pause. We'll get a pause, and I say we'll get a pause because we know in terms of the prophetic that where this is all going, you know, we are heading to the final chapter of Revelations, the book of Revelations, and that means that there will be an ultimate judgment of all nations on this planet, and that, you know, and there will be coming a new heaven and a new earth. And so this is the trajectory that we're on, like it or not. But the only thing is that if God should withhold his judgment and say, okay, I'm going to extend a what I call a Nineveh reprieve to America and to the world, and his grace is extended again only by his choice and judgment, then, you know, we get a shot to bring more people into the kingdom and get this country back on track. But what we need to realize above and beyond anything is it's not about America, ultimately. And it's not about America getting on track. It is about the souls of not only Americans, but the souls of those in the world, that they will reconcile themselves to the truth of God.
You couldn't have said it better, Bill. You're so right. So we are, you know, the positive to the time in which we're living is that the confusion is so widespread. And so there is an opportunity for all of us to keep our eyes open and recognize that there are people that we're seeing as we go out and about our business that we can talk to and that we can provide some direction to. And it doesn't happen always all at one time, but certainly people are more open now to the answers that are rooted in the Bible. These are
exactly
the truth, the message of the Savior. I mean,
They're freaking out, Scott, just like you said. You made reference to my good friend Jonathan Kahn and the rise of the gods, and this is what's going on, return of the gods. They're coming back, and they're seeing all this disruption and chaos. They're seeing, you know, even their, maybe in some direct cases, their children are being persuaded to have their bodies altered. And, you know, this chemical castration that's this is unbelievable what's going on.
It's unbelievable. It is evil. It is demonic.
And so they're freaking, but you're right. But the people who are out there in confusion, they're looking for some light. So,
right?
You know, our encouragement for
the
you light bearers, exactly, is to go
we're
out
the
there,
bearer.
Let your light shine. Exactly. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So it's an exciting time in which to live because we have more opportunity now than ever, and there's a greater need for ever. And you know what? We always feel at our best when we're giving to others the ultimate gift.
Without a doubt.
And the ultimate
exactly.
gift is the message of the truth of the Savior, that God sent a Savior into this world that we might be saved. We might be saved from our failure and our sin. And we might be assured that we have a relationship with God in our lifetime, that we have everlasting life. And that there is no greater insurance policy than that, let me tell you.
And there needs to be a sense of immediacy. The reason that you're seeing things happen so quickly is because even the demonic understand the day is drawing nigh, Scott. And they're panicking and they realize and they're hearing the clock ticking. You know, the clock is getting louder and louder and it's ticking to the end of time for them, and they're freaking out. But also what happens is, coincidentally, God, again, in his grace and mercy, is elevating and increasing the response for righteousness as well. So these right now are two coexistent dynamic elements in our world today because it's all about the wheats and tares. Scott Powell, thank you.
By now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632.
Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA News Update. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Got a great treat for you. Walt Dorn's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about his new movie this holiday season. Get ready for an action-packed all-star rainbow-colored family reunion like no other as Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake return for the new chapter in DreamWorks animation blockbuster musical franchise Trolls Band Together. Walt Dorn joins us now, the writer and director. Walt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here. It's great to see you.
Well, great to see you. And wow, what a great movie. I mean, this is the third installment. Yeah. And as we know in franchises, it really puts a lot of pressure with each sequence. But boy, you've done it. I mean, you've really done a great job in this third installment.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, we have an incredible crew back at DreamWorks, and everybody put their heart and soul into this movie to make it special, to make it unique, and do some crazy things we've never done before.
Uh-huh. Well, and as you say, this is a team effort. You know, you're working with, you know, the talents of, you know, Justin Timberlake. I mean, that's obvious in the music. This is going to be fun, you know, watching people in the theater with their heads bopping. I'm telling you, you're going to get people dancing in the aisles. I don't know how they can stop.
I love that. I have seen, we've done some previews, and I have literally seen people dancing in the aisles.
Well, you know, it really says a lot, you know, Walter, that the music quality, of course, it's Justin Timberlake. I mean, my goodness, who would have thought, you know, when he first came on the scene that he would end up expanding and developing to this powerful of a musical talent and force?
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. And he's a huge author of these films. Like, he's a real collaborator. I've been with him now a little over 9 years, almost 10 years working with him.
Wow.
So he's a big part of who Branch is, you know, and how Branch evolves. And Justin is also, our executive music producer. He's involved in, you know, writing the originals as well as choosing some of our cover songs and why. You know, I work really close with him doing the voice. He improvs a lot of the jokes. A lot of the jokes from Branch come from him. So he really is an amazing artist.
How did you meet?
Well, he came in when we were working on Trolls, and we just felt like he would be great in the fabric of these movies because of the tone of the music and the playfulness. And I was always a fan of his. I mean, Suit and Tie is one of my favorite songs. I love that. So I think he's a great actor too, you know, appearing in the Facebook movie. And I was just a big fan of his. And we called him in and we said, well, let's pitch this story to you. And he felt instantly connected with it. Just like Anna, too. We brought her early on in Trolls 1 and pitched it to her. She felt really connected. You know, she comes up with a lot of lines, too. I mean, they're really, just the amount of great artists on this is incredible.
Well, you can tell, even though it's animated, you feel the chemistry in this. And that's real special, isn't it?
It is. It's quite unique, you know, that because that they've been working together over the last 9-10 years, mm-hmm. that they have a special connection. Like you said, you can feel it. Even though it's animated, you can feel that these two have love and respect for each other.
Now, going back to your experience when you first met with Justin, here you bring him in, and I mean, there's a lot on the line here. I mean, you're kind of rolling the dice and hoping that he can relate to this, right?
Yeah, it's true. We were worried. You know, we had the seed of an idea. We said, well, what if Branch had some brothers and we didn't know about them? And they were in a band together. It was more of a family band, like the Bee Gees and, that history, the Beach Boys, all that history of family bands. And it slowly kind of evolved to talking about boy bands. And Justin was in there pretty early. Yeah. He started reflecting on his own career. We started just weaving that together, that music. And that eventually led to him coming up with the idea of having NSYNC come back together for this.
Yeah, I think it's so cool because it is. It's a boy band redo kind of mixed in with this animation and that. It's a fun ride that you take us through on this. So, tell us a little bit about the story and what the fans can look forward to.
Well, there's so much. This movie is just packed to the gills of fun and wildness. Underneath it all was this idea that Branch, the Justin Timberlake troll, we find out that he has four brothers we didn't know about. 20 years ago, when he was a baby, they used to be a boy band together, a band called Brozone. Well, one of the brothers, but they broke up, so Branch never saw his brothers. And it ends up one of them gets kidnapped by these nefarious villains named Velvet and Veneer. They're like crazy 90s pop divas, these two.
Yeah.
And they're using a troll for like a performance. You know, they take the troll, he gives you magical powers to sing and dance. So they've got to get the band back together and save their brother, Floyd.
And so all the antics in between, the characters, as you say, I mean, you've got a host of characters. It's not just, yes, it's the Brozone, it's the music and that, but each of the personalities as they're developing, what a ride for you. I mean, as a writer, you're developing this. I mean, how is this coming together, Walt? I mean, because you're dealing with lots of elements here.
It's true. There's a lot of pieces, and we have great collaborators. Liz Tippett was our original writer, and we collaborated with more writers, and the entire crew. It's the most collaborative film I've ever worked on. You know, again, collaborating with Justin all the way down to our animators, and they have an idea and a point of view. So it is a giant tapestry of incredible ideas that come together with the beautiful artists at DreamWorks. You know, I'm right there just helping everybody weave it into this one big idea.
I can only imagine, you know, what it must be for you. I mean, you're laboring, putting this all together, all these elements. And as you see them in pre-production coming and just being encouraged and yeah, that works, that doesn't work, or let's refine this and that. And as you say, the collaborative involvement of the entire team. I mean, this isn't just yourself and your BFF in the closet somewhere pulling this together. I mean, you've got a lot of very experienced and, you know, we might say influential people involved in this.
Yeah, for sure. The cast and crew is just a huge, it's hundreds of artists, everything from animators to painters to technicians. We have choreographers and dancers. You name it. We've got that. It's all the arts blended to make this one really passionate and beautiful experience.
I'm glad you mentioned choreography because that was one of the thoughts I was, as I'm watching the trolls dance, I'm going, somebody knows what they're doing. I mean, they got the moves here. I mean, you know, this is so cool.
I'm glad you noticed. It's very specific. Our choreographer, Marty Kudelko and AJ Harpold, they're actually Justin's choreographers. They were the same people that choreographed the NSYNC videos.
So this is
the authentic choreography.
How cool is that? I mean, to be able to bring all this back together. And I imagine, you know, for Justin as well, because this is a walk down memory lane for him, right?
Yeah, it really was. And I think he really embraced it pretty early on. He had to. But he shared a lot of experiences with us. And we wanted to celebrate it and, like, have some fun with it, poke fun at it. And Justin has that really healthy attitude. So it's great to go in there, explore. I see a lot of people very excited going back to that place inside them where they experienced these boy bands.
Yes, exactly. I did. I mean, I'll tell you, it took me there real quick. It was so much fun, you know, to be able to do that. It was such a blessing. I want you to know it was a real treat. And you blessed the team, everybody. You know, this was a great blessing to watch. And I know the fans are going to love watching this. As we wrap things up, Walt, again, thank you so much for coming on the show, telling us about the new movie. Where can people see it and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, you can see it everywhere. Friday, November 17th, just before the holidays. Get everybody together. It's a party in the movie theater. Everyone's having a fun time. And you should check out, I don't know, trolls.com. It's everywhere. I mean, DreamWorks, it's like, hopefully, just look out the window and there's trolls waiting for you.
Well, you're bringing the color back to the holidays. We love it. We're going to have a great time. Dancing shoes, no dancing shoes required. Doesn't matter. You can go barefoot. I'll guarantee you're going to be dancing in the aisles. Walt Dorn, thank you so much for being with us. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. It's great talking with you.
You got it.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking with Victoria Jackson, the actress, comedian, and Saturday Night Live alum. She's just released her first music comedy album, When I Get to Nashville. She shared with me that on her bucket list, she always wanted to hear her song on the radio. So, Victoria Jackson, this is for you.
When I get to Nashville, I'm going to make the rounds. I'll do a show on Music Row or Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. I'll get booked at the Bluebird. It's hard, but I know I will. Because I'm going to be a country star when I get to Nashville. When I get to Nashville, I'm going to make a splash. I'll dress up all in sequins or in black like Johnny Cash. Or let Manuel make me something swell. Give them all a thrill. I'm going to be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now I'm waiting tables at a truck stop in Omaha. But when I get to Guitar Town, I'll show something that they never saw. When I get to Nashville, I'm gonna knock them dead. I'll be the only country singing star who can sing standing on her head. I'll play my ukulele at the Opry and make their hearts stand still. I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now,
back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you've been waiting for her, and you don't have to wait any longer. For me, it's been, I think, 3 years since we talked about her book, Lavender Hair. Of course, we all know and recognize the actress, comedian, and Saturday Night Live alum, Victoria Jackson. And she's announced the upcoming release of her first comedy album, When I Get to Nashville, which actually is just was just released last week. So it's ready for the pickings, and with her signature ukulele and, some great songs and good fun all there waiting for you just in time for this holiday season to keep a smile on your face. Victoria, good to have you back with us. How have you been?
Bill Martinez, I've been, getting older, staying busy, and you just gave me this sweetest review off the air. You're the first person who has actually listened to my CD and given me feedback, and it was positive, and I'm so grateful.
Well, I love the freeness of it. In fact, it's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, she goes in a studio. I mean, most artists, they do like, 12 cuts, all right? You get 12 cuts on a CD or, a digital recording and that sort of thing. She has 18. What did they have to, drag you out of there? You just kept coming up with more songs, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, this is fun. Let's stay here forever. But I did break a lot of rules, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's okay. But that's what makes you so precious. You know that, right?
Well, I try to break rules and stay within the framework of biblical morality. But I break everything I can.
Well, that's because, you see, your parents raised you in such a way, you know, they gave you strong guidelines, but you were one that would like to get outside the edges every once in a while, right? And I don't mean in an unbiblical manner. I just mean because of your own spirit. That's all.
Yeah, like the producers were going, we have to use a click track. I go, I don't want to use a click track. Sometimes in my songs, I like to stop and talk in the middle of the stanza. And they're like, but we need a click track. I'm like, I don't want a click track. So, Bill, last time I saw you in person was at NRB?
That's correct. A couple years back, you're wandering around saying hi to everybody, being interviewed by everybody. And I can't remember exactly what all was going on, but, you know, every time I went by, everybody was laughing. So I said, well, that's just Victoria being Victoria. But you didn't have your ukulele with you. You see, and if you'd had your ukulele with you, I would have said, hey, look, come on, girl. You gotta get on the show here and let's ukulele the fans up, you know?
I had just gotten cancer treatment, and I had nothing to plug or sell, and I was wandering around just so I could be near Christians and ask them to pray for me. I mean, wow. I bumped into all these people, and they prayed for me. I think I might have been bald. That was 7 years ago. And
you almost ignited a revival. Are you kidding me? Everybody's praying for it. See, that's the deal. You get a bunch of Christians around, and we don't know better. We just believe in Jesus and do what He tells us to do, right?
Yes, and their prayers work because I've been cancer free for 8 years.
How cool! Wow. Yeah, that is so cool, and you are, and I'm as well. I mean, I've recovered from cancer as well, prayers and all that. Yeah, so awesome. But anyway, go ahead.
But Bill, I always like to say, absent from the body, present with the Lord. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So basically, I don't know if I should be celebrating still being on the earth, because it's better to be with Him. So it's a win-win either way.
Exactly. That's what I say. I'm with you on it, because once you get to that part, it's like, okay, we're, you know, when God brings us home, He brings home. Meanwhile, He's got a plan for us, like for you, when you get to Nashville. I mean, you know, here's this music. I mean, that wouldn't have happened. People aren't going to chuckle, have a good time. They're not going to hear, you know, more and more about you and your husband's just special hot relationship that you have going on. I love this lady. She says that good art comes from pain. Says that her husband of 30 years has asked for a divorce, and says that actually he didn't ask for a divorce. He screamed it a million times, but I guess he hasn't convinced himself after a million times, because you guys are still married, right?
We're still married, and he keeps screaming it. This is it. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm like, okay, see you later, honey. Maybe that's what marriage is. I don't know. But I was pretty open and honest about our marriage challenges, and I always try to find a silver lining. But then I slipped a Bible verse into one of the songs, because I feel like, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths, Proverbs 3:5-6. So I always try to, because my main goal in life is soul winning. But my personality is comedy. I can't help it.
Exactly.
My dad was like this. So I guess the Lord uses everyone. If we're a believer, we're a missionary, whether we like it or know it or not, we are, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, because we got a testimony. I mean, like for you here, 8 years, you're dealing with cancer, you're cancer-free. All that you've learned along the way, you know, as you write about, it's so true. I can so relate to this that, in dealing with pain, as you say, it's a good, it gives you great material for songwriting. And now, let me ask you this, just from your perspective. You know, the Bible often says it's better to live on the corner of a roof with a quarrelsome or contentious woman, but it doesn't say anything about a quarrelsome or contentious man. Do you take exception to that?
That's interesting. There's another verse that says, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And it doesn't say wives love your husbands as Christ loves. And it says wives submit. So it's kind of interesting how, because I think it's easy for women to love. And I think it's hard for them to submit. And I think it's, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think you hit a good point here, because you're right. I think that it is counterintuitive. You know, it's natural. Women love easily. And I hadn't even thought about that, because in that verse, it also says, you say submit. In my version, it says respect. Men, yeah. That's their love language, if you can say that. That's what gets them excited, is if you respect them. You disrespect them, oh my goodness, you know. Well, for the radio part, we got to wrap this up right now. But I'm going to call you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say, Victoria, your song is going to be playing on the radio, so you need to tune in so that you can hear for the first time. We can get that off the bucket list, and then the next one, we're going to be praying hard that you get into the Grand Ole Opry. You know, here at NRB, when we were there, you were just right around the corner. The Grand Ole Opry was like, you know, 100 steps away.
Yeah. Right? I know, they need to do Many Pearl, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And you'd be the one. You said you want to be the next Many Pearl.
Yep, it's one of the songs on my album.
I know, I love it. So are you gonna even keep all the price tags and everything on like she did?
No, I have another gimmick. I have a big bow, and I can do a handstand, and she can't do a handstand.
Well, hey, there it is. See, you always, that's you, see? That is you,
yeah.
The big bow. Yeah, exactly. And are you going to have lavender hair, or are you going to do maybe a different mix or something?
No, lavender hair was just one of my songs that I made up when I had chemo and I was bald.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll have my regular hair so people will recognize me.
Well, we recognize you regardless. Victoria Jackson, as always, you're so awesome. I so appreciate you. You're a joy.
Thank you, Bill Martinez. You're a joy. You made my day.
Well, I'm glad we made each other's day, and I look forward to it. Okay, so I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to call you this number. I'm going to say, get ready, and I'll fire you an email or a text and say, get ready. You're going to be on the air. You can listen, and then yes, I would love to see that video of you capturing the time that you listen on the radio. You're listening to your song when I get to Nashville, right?
Yes, I can't wait.
Well, you got it. Okay, the new album, I guess we still say album. I'm a 70s radio guy, so I still talk albums, CDs, that sort of thing. But everything's so digital these days, you think, okay, am I saying the right thing? But I guess you can still say album. And it's now out there, and you can get it at all the usual places through Amazon and anywhere where music is sold, right?
Yep.
And get ready to have a fun time with the one and only Victoria Jackson. Victoria, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
You too. Bye, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.